Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Lord.
Jesus, praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Spirit blowing in here.
Amen.
Praise God. Lord, thank you for the sweet spirit. Praise God. I heard many joining in. Usually, I can't get these people to join in and sing for no reason. I mean, but they joined in this morning and they sung. And I appreciate that because that was to the Lord.
Amen.
That was to Him. We was sending that to Him. And now through the Holy Spirit, He's going to send something through us, through His Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, where is that Word? Mm-hmm. Where is the truth? It's kind of interesting. You know, this, this is Bible, by the way. It's a full Bible. It's not just the New Testament. It's a full Bible, okay? But this is just paper and ink.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is just paper and ink.
Yeah.
It's not the Word of God.
It is.
It's paper and ink. All right?
It's
where's
the
Word of God?
God?
Where's the Word of God?
In your heart.
It's in here. This is where it becomes Word of God, isn't it? It's in us. This is where it becomes the truth. It's
Amen.
In us. When we get this and stick it in our brains, and it gets in us.
Amen.
That's, you all call it a spiritual mirror.
Yeah.
A spiritual mirror.
Mirror, okay.
That's, you know, like when you look in a mirror,
yeah,
and you see,
exactly.
It draws it out, what's in your spirit.
But I like
you've
that.
Never see, you've never actually seen yourself looking
the
at
the real you.
Because, yeah,
you
because
see the house.
You see the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can't see you mirror, you see reflections.
I
can see you, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you can look in a mirror and see you. So this is the spiritual mirror that shows you who you are in the spirit.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
So, amen.
You see, because you never seen yourself other
when
than
Jesus,
reflection.
That's true. When Jesus went up against the enemy, he told him, it's written.
Right.
Yeah.
It's written. So the written word is really important, but it's not going to do you no good till you get where you
mm-hmm.
is saying that we must get it, you know.
Yes.
It won't do you no good even though it's written.
Yeah.
You know, it won't do any good until you get it where you're telling us to get it.
There's a report I read about that said 87% of the households in the United States have Bibles.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
What's the ratio?
As a start.
87% of the households in the United
States
have
multiple Bibles.
Yeah, right.
That's true. All kinds of translations.
And if we could just get those 87% to read them and do them, we'd be in good shape, wouldn't we? Can you imagine how this country would be transformed?
Mm-hmm.
If 87% of the people that had those 87%, that would be tremendous. It'd transform everything.
Mm.
Our politics, our educational system, everything.
Oh, that's good.
Right. Okay.
You know, Ray, that
yeah.
is so true, because the disciples and the people that they won got transformed. And the other people said they turned this world upside down. I mean, my goodness. Really what they were trying to say, they transformed this world. They did something different for the world. So you're saying it's our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, we pray for God to do something. We need God to move. We need to move the Holy Spirit, don't we? But what's going to start that move? It's us.
Yeah.
He moves through us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Move through us. I like
yeah.
that.
He moves through us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read in Acts, you read the early part of it, and I got to thinking about this, you know, we were talking about the unity, you know, and it said they were in the upper room, all right, and they were all praying together,
mm-hmm.
they were all there focusing on what God said,
mm-hmm.
all right, and the Holy Spirit came down, right? There was a move of the Holy Spirit, right? But there was a move in people's hearts first.
Amen.
Yes, true.
And then the Holy Spirit came down and manifested. Mm-hmm. And the manifestation of speaking in different languages drew people to them.
Yeah.
3,000 joined them in one day.
Yeah.
Drew people to them, right?
Mm.
And I was in there thinking about it. You know, that's interesting because love, Holy Spirit manifesting through us, he can manifest in different ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the love will draw people.
Yes.
But power without love will scare people.
Power without love?
Well, let me change that, okay? Not necessarily power without love, it's just power. Okay? Oftentimes, power will scare people, mm-hmm. even if it's done in love. Mm. It will scare people. Okay? I was at Fairfield, mm-hmm. Fairfield-Nisley border sort of thing. There was a service station there, and I stopped to get some gas because I was real low on the car. I said, "Well, I'll stop here and get some gas." You know, so I stop and I get out and I'm pumping gas. On the other side of the pump, there's a guy there, and he's walking, you know, his car too, I guess. So I just said, "Hey man, how you doing?" You know, just being friendly. "I'm not doing so good, man. I got a headache. Been pounding me all day."
"Yeah.
Tough headache, you know." And I said, "Well, that doesn't sound good." So I walk around and into the pump, you know, and Alan, and started talking to him. I said, "You know, God's been showing me about healing. And God will heal people. I believe God will heal people through me, you know. If you want me to, I'll pray for you. And, you know, God will heal your headache." He said, "Man, I don't want to get rid of this headache, you know." So he didn't sound all that wild about what I said, but he wouldn't get rid of his headache, you know. So I said, "I just prayed for him a moment." And I stopped, you know. I said, "You know, Jesus, I believe you're the truth. You said believers put their hands on the, you know, people that be healed. So I just believe if you're true," and you know, there's nothing much really. But then I was going to say, "Well, you know," I was going to tell the guy that, "Well, it may not happen right now. It may happen as you drive away and all that sort of thing." And before I could get it out, he said, "It's gone."
God,
that's
mercy on you.
He said, "It's gone." My headache, was gone. A terrible headache he had, it was just, it's gone.
Amen.
You know?
That's beautiful.
And I said, "Well, that's wonderful." I said, "That's great.
Get it out."
I said, "Isn't that wonderful?" You know what he said? He said, "It's scary." He said, "It's scary."
Mm.
Now, think about that a minute. Why would he, I mean, he got his headache going, right? Why would he say it's scary? And I try to say, no, man, it's not scary, it's good. It's good.
But he's, because it's not the norm.
He just said, no, it's scary. When he realized that kind of power is there. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though I had used it for something good, mm-hmm. you know, it scared him. Mm-hmm. He realized that somebody has that kind of a power, you know. And I don't know what he was thinking. What, you know, scared him. I thought maybe, "Well, I'm going to heal you now. I'm going to turn around and kill you or something." Well, you know, it's not the way it works, bud. You know, I'll heal you, and then I'm going to do something bad to you. You know, this is a good thing. But he was scared that kind of power. I guess it really struck him. There really is a God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's what he was thinking. There really is a God.
Mm.
And if there really is a God, he's going to expect something from me.
Mm.
And maybe I'm a little scared because I better get to it. You know, I'm not doing what he expects of me, and I know it. You know, maybe that's what was scary.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's the...
He challenged his whole belief system.
Maybe so. I don't know, you know. But, you know, he's trying to help somebody out, and, you know, they get scared. Like, whoa, you know. It's pretty interesting, so... But I didn't have anything, you know, really particular I want to talk about today. I really want you guys to talk today. I want y'all to open up. And if you got anything that happened to you this past week or anything God's been speaking to you that you want to share, I'd love for you to share. Now, if you don't, I got something to share. There's always something going on, but if you've got something you want to share, y'all got anything to happen this week or anything
you got something you want to
struggling with or?
Well, I've been sick, okay?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
It's healed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Good deal.
Medication, but...
Oh, well, God gives us medicine.
All right. There is a balm of Gilead.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, share something that I read this week. That
sure. Sure.
You heard Nick talking about CERN, CERN, people over in Geneva that's doing the crazy stuff. I read this article. The top scientists in this bunch, that they've been studying the heavens, and they've come up with, and these are PhD scientists, you know, kind of, I thought this might interest you, that in the universe, there's more or less kind of like they didn't use the word energy, but there's like a positive and a negative effect, energy or whatever. And these two forces should just wipe out each other and become nothing. But here are these top scientists over this, you know, they said there should be no heavens. You know, PhD scientists cannot figure out how the heavens exist. I was like, they shouldn't be. They should not be, but yet there they are. And I thought that, you know, the Lord uses simple things to confound the wise, you know. And I mean, His word is true. I mean, it's just, and you know, you're just talking about there. People saying, you know, there is no God. I remember the first time I went into this, and kind of what Thurston was ministering on. I went to Cathedral of the Cross, guy invited me out there, and it's like a humongous church, you know, like a $10 million church. And I remember sitting there before the pastor or the evangelist come out and thinking, there has got to be a God in heaven, because why would people raise build a $10 million facility if there was no God in heaven. I mean, that would be crazy for people to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but true is true, there is a God in heaven. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody else?
Mary? I just
that's kind of unusual. Praise God. I just want to release concerning the Holy Spirit. You know, we were talking about the Holy Spirit some this morning and how we must go back to allowing the Holy Spirit to take full control.
Yes.
Well, it's no more I. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just got to get out the way because these are end times.
Yep.
We got to find a way to get I out the way. No more I.
Amen.
But the Christ that lives in us. How important the Holy Spirit is in this end time. You know, it's very important to get the church started with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that the church end with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit has such a work. He has come to work in us. And my aim of what I'm aiming for in our next real truth study would be the Holy Spirit, knowing Him as a person.
Amen.
Knowing the Holy Spirit as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Just like David or Mary, you know, these are people. Mm-hmm. And knowing the Holy Spirit and letting Him function in our life as a person. You know, people we communicate with, we're friends, we can, you know, depend upon. And so that's how we want this class to see Holy Spirit as a person.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next aim and that's my next goal is seeing him as a person, because that was one of the things that the early church was so into him as a person. They said, he said it. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit said, and the Holy, you know, they were just so into what the Holy Spirit, they treated him as a person.
Yeah. Yes.
And sometimes I hear some people say, you know, something told me. I'm going like, okay. But we want to lean and rely on the Holy Spirit like the early church did, because this is his time, this is his hour to work in the earth. The Holy Spirit is to us what Jesus was to his disciples.
Yes.
He's saying, I'm sending another one just like me, you know, to bring the comfort and the peace that he brought to his disciples. I mean, his disciples, when they were with Jesus, they were never, they knew if they got into something, all they had to do was just know that Jesus was going to come get them out of it, or, you know, train them or do something, you know. And they were at peace with that. Well, the Holy Spirit is that way for us. He's getting us ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. And so that's the reason he's just so important. And he's so important to me right now that we treat him like a person.
Yes.
That we can say, good morning, Holy Spirit. And, you know, and just say, Holy Spirit, can you show me this? Holy Spirit, you know. And one of the things I've seen, you know, in Bible studies and in people as they study the Word, they don't too much acknowledge the Holy Spirit on there, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll go to date. They love date. I'm talking about Bibles. They love him. They love the commentary. And all those things are good. I'm not saying you shouldn't have those mm-hmm. to study with. But remember the Holy Spirit. He said, I'll teach and lead and guide you into all truth.
I know
it all.
Amen.
You know?
Right.
And some people say, well, you know, you don't know everything. We ain't going to never know. But I house the one that do.
Amen.
I may not know it all, but he does.
That's right.
And so when we lean and rely on him.
And God has revealed it to us through his Spirit.
Amen. Amen. When we lean and rely on him, we can just walk further. We can do what we were called to do.
Yes,
amen. Mm-hmm. So that's just my next walk, the Holy Spirit, as a person.
Yeah.
A real relationship as a person.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
He's living in us, and you've got somebody living in you that you don't quite, you know, acknowledge or recognize or talk with, you know, treat him like a person, huh?
And that's a blessing to talk to him and listen to him.
Yeah, person's good at that.
Yeah. He's real good at that, but we want to get it on a different, another level. He's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And we just want to grow with that, get it on another level, you know.
That's what praying in tongues is important to.
That's part of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because the Word and the Holy, you know.
That makes you more open to.
Well, just like today, Thessalonians, I read it 50, 60, maybe 100 times in my lifetimes. And, you know, people, it's so sensitive. They say, well, Jesus is the only way, the truth, the light. Right. Well, I just found a scripture in Thessalonians that says this. It's chapter 1, verse 8. Come to take vengeance, and the flaming fire take vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I've read that many, many times, and I never associated it with Jesus as the only way. Mm-hmm. But they obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, we know he's the way, the truth, the life. He's the only way to the Father. But I've never seen that in that scripture before.
Mm-hmm.
That he's the only
way. And it's been there.
Forever,
all the time,
and I've read it forever. It's like, and that's so simple. They don't know God, and they don't obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you can't know God without the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's being most sensitive to the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues is very important.
Mm-hmm. To bring that all kind of back together, I mean, you seem to be on the theme of the Holy Spirit this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What is the gospel? The good news, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is the good news that the angels announced to shepherds. I bring you what? Good tidings of
great joy.
Great joy. We shall lead all people. Well, what was that good news? Today, God has come to visit you.
Amen. Mm. Glory.
Today, He's here.
So the Holy Spirit is a big part of the news.
Exactly.
He's the revealer of the good news.
Exactly. The Spirit
of the Jesus. Revealer. That's the important word. He's the revealer. And He comes to show us who?
Jesus.
Not Himself, but Jesus. Ooh. So, right when you
but
say
when
that,
He shows us Jesus, was... He actually shows us Himself, and He shows the Father, because they're all one. He's just the separate parts of it that they mesh together.
That's true. That's true. When you said that, Ray, that just, that was kind of powerful. When you just a little power that came out of you when you just said that.
Mm-hmm. Emmanuel means God with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who is the God with us?
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
He's the God with us.
That
right
is
now.
The good news. Mm-hmm. God is with us. Mm-hmm. We can actually be in contact with God again the way He meant it to be. Mm. You see, the way He meant it to be. Now we can be back in contact with Him again. We got that relationship. We got that communion with Him.
Yeah.
That communication, communication. Back together, you see. Mm. Mm. We can now communicate with Him. He can talk to us. And He can show us truth. Mm. He can reveal to us the power, right?
That's
revelation.
Yeah.
When words on a page suddenly become real to you, that's called revelation.
Yes, it is.
And so that's Him. That's Him. That's Him in us.
That's when the Spirit in you reveals it to you, like you say it. This is Andrew Wilmot, but he'll say like looking in the mirror, because I've been reading this book a lot. And he said, when people read, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. Well, they in their natural soul and their body can't see that. But as you realize and see it from your spirit, God in you will reveal in you and show you in your soul, which goes with your flesh, will go with it, that the same, that's why the Holy Spirit's baptism is so important too. You have that power in you. Like you said, God's in you. You talk to Him. So in the natural, there's so many Christians that can't see that. They can't see the healing. They can't see that because they look this way, it's what's carnal, what you feel, see, and know, and they read it, and it's spiritually discerned. And you got to get it from the inside out, like the healing.
Right.
You got to get it from the inside out.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's the saving of your soul. And he'll say your flesh is supposed to be the caboose, not the engine.
Okay.
A lot of times we go by what we see, and that's what our soul says, because that's what we go by.
Yeah.
Well, the doctor says this, my bank account says this, so all this right. is what it is. And I'm not going to lie, God says He's got all this, but that can't be, evidently I'm not reading it right. But really when you do it inside out, that's where the soul agrees with your spirit, and then the body just goes along with it, because it's the caboose. He says most Christians got the other way around. The caboose takes a hold of the soul, which should be the engine, and pulls it in.
We're going in the wrong direction, aren't we? Okay.
Can I say something
else? That's the
way I see it. Yes, David.
Yesterday, Bonnie and I, we sat down with what she bought us maybe Walmart the other day, the Gospel of Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a 4 or 5 hour long movie, but it just portrays the Gospel of Luke and them reading scriptures and kind of acting it out in the background. But when they got to the walk on the road of Emmaus there, with the two disciples, they didn't recognize Jesus. Mm-hmm. And until He went in and broke the bread.
Hallelujah.
Only when He broke the bread, the Bible says
eyes was open.
So that's what I love about this communion class. I mean, we come in and we take communion and we see the Lord for who He really is. I mean, He opens our eyes unto some.
Amen.
Because it's the covenant meal.
Amen. That was so true. They didn't recognize the Lord until He broke the bread. When He broke the bread, that's Jesus. The eyes was open.
Amen.
And He taught them from the beginning to the end of Scripture. Their eyes was open. They were like, whoa, this is Jesus. Doubt and Thomas could not believe, even when they told him, said, hey, we've seen Jesus. Now, I'm not going to see them unless I can run my finger through where the nails went and all this. And Jesus being so kind, he let Thomas do just what it took to bring him. He said, Thomas, it took all this to bring you to reality. But blessed are those that have not seen, but yet believe. That's where you really get your blessings.
And that's why when you have visitations from God, it's there for a reason, but it don't make you stay stable. I know people right now, not in church, that actually Jesus came to them. And Kenneth, he's visited Kenneth Copeland since then. But Kenneth Copeland, over all the years, would hear Hagin say, this God visited him here, Jesus visited him here. He said he started asking God. He said, Kenneth, it will not help you if I visit you. You know, because it's more blessed not to believe than to see me. But eventually, down the years, he did let him come for a visitation. But he said, no, but think about it. Does anybody in here know anybody that's... I know one person that's in this church years ago that did that. Jesus visited him, and they're not in church. So it's the Spirit and the Word that keeps you.
It does. It does. The visitations are good, but if you don't keep up with the Spirit and Word...
And God does it specifically for a reason, not to make you... He might, some people visit, make them to believe. But, you know, specifically, it's actually better not to see and then believe, then later on, if you want to. Because he said it would have hurt, put him, his faith back many years if he had visited.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Wouldn't that was the result of it, would put his faith back?
Yeah, 5 years.
Okay.
Okay, well, we need to have a little sense of urgency here.
But
our time has just flown by here. And that's good. We had a great time this morning, but... Now, as I think about all the things that were said here, and I think about, you know, the end times, Brother David, and how they're coming, I was looking at the stuff that was written on here. There needs to be within us a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, a sense of urgency, because there's other people that need what we've just been talking about.
Amen.
Right.
They need to know what the gospel truly is, you know, and that the gospel is the Holy Spirit inside us. You know, yes, he comes because we believe, you know, but that's having that communion with God. And the Jews knew, man, if I got the Holy Spirit of God, I got everything. All right? I mean, I'm just like, I can do what Samson did. I can do what Moses did. I can do what Elijah did. You know, if I got the Holy Spirit of God within me, it's powerful. Okay?
Amen.
So, but let's take a break now and have our breakfast. Okay? Gwen, would you pray for us?
Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. Jesus, we ask you to take our meal and fellowship and make it something significant. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
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 Amen.